Welcome, dear podcast listeners, to another news episode of Between the Bumbles. I am Brayden.
I'm Darren.
And we're really excited to be talking today. There's a lot of big news that we didn't get to cover last week because it happened right after we finished recording our show. Like, within hours of us recording our news episode last week is when all this important stuff happened. So, now we get to talk about it this week. So, let's start off with the debacle last Saturday morning.
The debacle. Like, the ultimate debacle. This further proves that Warner Brothers has no idea with what they're doing with their DC license. No idea whatsoever. Because every Saturday morning is DC Nation on Cartoon Network, and Cartoon Network is owned by Warner Brothers. And look, Green Lantern, the animated series, was a good show. Young Justice is an amazing show.
Is it your favorite show on TV right now?
Oh yeah, it is definitely my favorite show on TV. And Green Lantern, the first two episodes brought it like close to one of my favorites. I mean, the first season was good. The second season, just on the two episodes, everything was polished. Way better humor. The artwork looked really good. It finally justified why they did 3G or CGI animation and not the hand-drawn. Because it works now in the Green Lantern universe.
Well, also, it's cheaper.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, because you can render all the images beforehand, and then it's a lot faster because you've already got all of the stuff in the computer to make it just move where you need it to move. That's why so many kid shows are going CGI, because I thought to myself, surely this is more expensive and more time-consuming. No, it is much faster.
Really?
Much, much faster.
But it looks better now because they polished it, because it makes it when they do the constructs. Like, you're like,
and especially,
oh, that's why.
Especially in a cosmic setting, mm-hmm. with all of the fantastical things that a Green Lantern has, it makes perfect sense for it to be a CGI show.
Yeah, and I really loved it. And, like, in episode 2, Hal Jordan gets his butt handed to him by a squirrel. I mean, it was honestly one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Because it was Squirrel Girl Squirrel. Well, cross-continuity stuff there. That's in my brain. This is my headcanon. If he got beat by a squirrel, I had to be under Squirrel Girl's purveyance. Come on.
She could
beat anybody. She's never lost a battle in the entire Marvel Universe.
Really?
She's beat Doctor Doom.
That's right.
And she's unstoppable.
I don't care if it's a Marvel crossover or whatever or not. It was great. Like, I loved it seeing his butt get handed to him by a squirrel. And Kilowog was more funny, because Kilowog was kind of cheesy in season 1, but now he's, wow, they're hitting comedy stride. Guy Gardner was in episode 1. Amazing.
You love Guy Gardner these days.
I do, and it was like captured who he is, and it was great. But he also had a little tender moment. Anyway, in Young Justice, I saw, you can get, well, not anymore, but you could have gotten episode 3 of Green Lantern and Young Justice on iTunes for a little bit before they found out what happened.
Oops.
But yeah, episode 3 of Young Justice was phenomenal. Anyway, so what happened is I always record these TV shows because I'm always recording the podcast with you during that time. So I went home, turned on my DVR, totally excited to finally get caught up. And what do I see? How to Train Your Dragon crappy TV show. And look, I love that movie, but does it really need to be a TV show?
Especially when they're making a sequel movie.
Yeah, really, right? And what? No one even, and I thought maybe there's a mess up. Maybe I recorded it wrong. I checked, no. Everyone was shocked. Even the producers of Green Lantern and Young Justice had no idea that this was going to happen.
So they just arbitrarily pulled it Saturday morning
without
and
telling anyone.
Something else in its place.
Without telling anyone. And so,
there was all sorts of I loved how there were all sorts of conspiracy theories on the internet. My favorite being that apparently Stephanie Brown was in episode 3 a little bit. And so they were like, oh, it's DC hating Stephanie Brown so much. No, guys.
They don't care.
No, I mean, they do hate Stephanie Brown at the DC main offices. Clearly they do. But get over yourselves, Stephanie Brown fans.
Young Justice is its own continuity. Its own continuity. You know what I mean? So I don't think that was it. Other rumors were Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nickelodeon is doing very well. So is Cartoon Network and Warner Brothers scared about their success? No, because Ninja Turtles is on at 11 o'clock. And even then, you don't pull a show because you're scared of their success. Especially if, I think DC Nation was doing pretty well.
As far as I knew, as far as the ratings was, it was doing fine.
Yeah, so I don't think that was it. Other is this the 20th anniversary of Cartoon Network? So are they trying to get something geared for that? Do they want to combine it with Beware the Bat?
It's a mess. No matter how you slice it, and their like explanation on Twitter was like asinine.
No, it wasn't even an apology. There's no apology. Nothing. It was like,
not really,
hey,
an explanation. It was just like, see you in January, suckers.
Exactly. And I love all the comics because everyone was just furious and just letting DC and, well, I don't even blame DC. I blame Warner Brothers. But it's further proof that Warner Brothers has no idea what they're doing with the DC license. As, you know, the Justice League movie has been now confirmed because the Schuster family has no, they don't own all the
rights.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about that later today.
Oh, okay.
Then it's a little news story later today.
But Warner Brothers, get your act together. Like, Marvel, Disney, totally know what's going on, because Disney just says, look, Marvel, do your thing. Do it.
And sometimes it turns out well. Like, I think that, I hope that the new Avengers Assemble show is good. Ultimate Spider-Man doesn't really do it for me, other than the Coulson scenes, because the Coulson scenes are hilarious, because it's Phil Coulson. But I hope that Agents of Smash, Hulk Agents of Smash, should be fun. I mean, you got A-Bomb in a cartoon. Yeah. How can you lose when you put A-Bomb in a cartoon?
They're definitely geared more towards kids.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, which is fine. You know, I know some people complain, but
still, they do what they want to do, you know?
Yeah.
Disney says, as long as you're making us money, we will not meddle. And they're still making
Jeff
money.
Jeff Loeb is a total Marvel guy. It's not a Disney guy coming in and stepping in. Jeff Loeb is the guy over all the Marvel cartoons.
He's been writing comics forever. He's never worked for Disney. He's a comics guy.
Yeah. So Warner Brothers,
you're blowing it.
I hate you even more. I don't dislike you. I hate you. Like, really, I'm
those
furious.
Strong
that
words.
That was the biggest kick in the groin. To not just realize that your show is gone, but it's gone till January when I've been waiting and expecting this for 4 months now already. So I have to wait 6 months, and then you give a tease.
Two
episodes.
It's really poor planning.
It is, and it's Bush League is what it is. It's totally amateur. I don't get it. Anyway, so there's my rant and rave about it. Obviously, I'm furious, and I'm shaking my head, because those are some of my favorite shows on television right now, is Green Lantern and Young Justice. And season 2 of Young Justice is just incredible.
Yeah.
But now, once again, there's so much continuity, you're lost in what's happening, because I saw the last episode 4 months ago, and now I'm have to wait another 2 months. So, and it's in the middle of season 2. Stupid. Anyway. Next bit of news.
Really poor planning. Next bit of news is about the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. As you guys have heard before, I'm pretty excited about it because I'm a huge Joss Whedon fan. And there was some big news last Saturday at New York Comic Con. Our dear friend Clark Gregg showed up on a panel at New York Comic Con ostensibly to talk about his role on Ultimate Spider-Man. Because, as I mentioned, Phil Coulson is the principal of the school now, where Spider-Man attends in the Ultimate Spider-Man comic book in the, well, I think it's in the
cartoon
comic book as well.
Oh yeah, they have a
comic that's specifically geared towards kids. Yeah, but in the cartoon, he is the principal of the school, so that S.H.I.E.L.D. can keep an eye on little Spidey. And he said that he was there just to support that. And then he started mentioning things about life model decoys and people keep talking about this thing called
Vision?
The Vision. Anyway. The important news is that it was confirmed in that, after some hemming and hawing, that he is the centerpiece of the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. Agent Coulson, in some way, shape, or form, is the centerpiece of the TV show. And I have very conflicted feelings about that.
Do you really?
Very much so.
I want to hear, because I don't. I've always wanted him to live, and even if he's a life model decoy, he still lives.
See, it lessens the impact of his death, though.
Oh, good point. And you're all about that, like Harry Potter, The Dark Knight Rises.
What makes the end of the Avengers resonate? What makes all of the Avengers work together?
Him dying.
It's Coulson's death. It's his sacrifice. And so, if he comes back, he better come back as a life model.
Yeah, if it's actually him,
I
will be upset.
He better not have survived being stabbed through the entire chest in the heart region.
No, if he's alive as Agent Coulson the human, it's because what died was his life, or of his life model decoy.
Now, I think that there are some creative ways they could do it and make it meaningful. If it's him as a life model decoy trying to readjust to now, like, his consciousness has been transferred into a non-organic body, and so he's trying to process all of that. And, like, so he has all of this weird disconnect with the rest of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, because he's like, I'm not even technically human anymore. I don't know what I am. So if you did that, and I know Joss could write, like, he could create a universe where that works. So I'm really hopeful. I mean, there is no other showrunner I would want writing Phil Coulson's show. No other person on the planet would I want planning out this show. But I'm still kind of trepidatious. I really am. But I'm really hopeful, too. We will be having a viewing party right here in our studio in the Grape Escape when that show comes out. Yes, we've already got the party planned. We're going to have, like, ID identification cards and, like,
eye scanner.
Retina scans. It's already planned out. It's going to be a blast. We're going to watch it right here in the studio. So if and you want to watch it next year when it premieres, come on down to the studio. We'd love to have you here. But, yeah, I don't... I hope it works, and I think that if anyone's going to make it work, it's Joss, Jed, and Marissa.
Yeah, I think it is. I think Agent Coulson did die in the movie.
I think he has to have.
I think he did die. I think it's his life model decoy that is in the show,
which
I'm okay with.
And they'll be able to play with a lot of stuff because he'd have powers that he wouldn't have as a human being as a life model decoy. So again, it could explore how do I relate to this new body? How do I use it? What abilities do I have? What functions can
which
I perform
could
in?
Make potential really comedic moments.
It could make for some really great comedic moments. It could make for some really great dramatic turns. There are all sorts of possibilities that could make it great.
Does someone infiltrate Coulson's mind as a life model decoy, make him evil or a double spy? That'd be interesting. Who knows?
There's so many options. I hope that it turns out good. And I think that it will because Joss is good at making good shows.
Joss is Joss.
He makes good shows. Anyway, let's talk about some cancellations.
Yeah.
We have some news about cancellations in the DC stable. We've got 4 books up on the chopping block.
Yeah, sorry, I'm
three of which that you're like nobody gives a crap about. But
yeah, but if you could see my face right now, I'm actually a little misty-eyed. I'm a little misty-eyed and pouty about this because look, let's talk about the 3 that I don't read that are being canceled. Blue Beetle,
which is the second lowest rated book that DC's putting out.
It's too bad because Blue Beetle is great on Young Justice. So I don't.
Yeah, but it hasn't ever been worked right. He's too old.
Yeah,
he's not a little kid anymore. He's too old. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
I tried reading an issue one time and it didn't work.
Oh, the New 52.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh wow, so, obviously why it's selling low. Grifter, which is from,
the lowest selling title,
which Rob Liefeld was writing.
It was a Liefeld and it was bad. And
yeah, Liefeld is. I'm glad that sucked because Liefeld sucks. Yeah. Anyway,
so that's going away the dodo.
And then you have Legion Lost.
Which is, I guess, an offshoot of the Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah.
Neither of which I read or care about,
no,
so whatever.
No, not at all. The one thing that makes me kind of depressed inside is Frankenstein Agent of Shade is being canceled. A great Matt Kent book, and
It was a great Jeff Lemire book until it became a Matt Kent book.
Yeah, and I just don't understand why this has to
go. And it's not even like... The thing I don't get is that Legion Lost and Frankenstein are not the third and fourth lowest selling books. There are books that sell worse than them. So I'm not sure what the reasoning is as to why they're canceling them.
Frankenstein is going to Justice League Dark, so maybe it was like, well, it's not selling well and we can still keep him as a character.
I guess that's true.
So we can put him in Justice League Dark.
I guess that's true.
Which would be fun to add like the Shade, you know, unit and universe to Justice League Dark. It'll make it more fun, but still, Frankenstein was a great solo character. He had his own team. You know, do you really need to add him to another one? I'm floored by this and a little.
Yeah, it's upsetting, but
the only thing that I'm happy about is now I can save my money and buy another book.
That's the only thing.
But I'd rather be buying Frankenstein. I'd rather be buying Frankenstein.
But would you? What's probably going to replace it in February?
Oh well, yeah. Superman.
If it gets replaced by
Scott
the new
Snyder
book,
Jim Lee.
Are you really? I mean, you'll be sad that you won't get Frankenstein
anymore. But then
I'll
have Scott Snyder Superman.
But I think that Scott Snyder Superman will console your heart.
Yeah, and Justice League of America
Justice
looks
League
like
of America
it would be great.
Could be potentially good.
I'm gonna
it's
be
got an
that
interesting
up.
Team. A lot
Steven
of
Steven Trevor and
there's
I was
a lot of
this
really cool characters and vibe on the team. So.
Well, you have Catwoman, you have Simon
and yes,
Bass,
that was a dig on why Vibe is stupid, and I don't understand why they put him in it. He's a crappy '90s character. Why are we bringing crappy '90s characters back?
But
Catwoman, Simon Baz, Hawkman. And of course, Steve Trevor is in charge.
Steve Trevor. Well, this is the thing, and you'll hear this in my review episode tomorrow, or not our review episode when I talk about Justice League tomorrow. Is Stephen Trevor's greatly developed?
You're really liking
Stephen
Trevor,
and I love Stephen Trevor. So I'm honestly picking up that book for Stephen Trevor.
Well, we'll have to see if it's any good then. Hopefully, they'll bear it out for you.
But we don't know what else is going to replace it because they're only.
We know that there's the Threshold book, which is a cosmic book.
Is it an answer to Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's kind of based on, I guess, one of the people from New Guardians.
Yeah.
The Orange Lantern from New Guardians.
Really? Arfleas.
Yeah.
Arfleas. I don't know how to say his name.
I don't know what his name is because I don't read those books, but apparently he's the main character
of a new
cosmic team, essentially.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot like Guardians of the Galaxy because it'll be a cosmic set book.
We'll get rid of Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not very good. New Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. I'm talking about New Guardians.
New Guardians.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was going to say. I was like, what are you saying?
No. Hey, Brian Michael Bendis is doing New Guardians.
A, wrong universe. B, should be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then what else? I think those are the only ones
we don't
know
the fourth
of.
One. Yeah.
So we should find out next month sometime. That probably showed up on the recording, but that's okay. Our last news story for the day is big news that we already kind of teased in the Justice League, mentioning the Justice League movie. DC retains the rights to Superman. This was in a court ruling. The heirs of Joe Shuster were trying to reclaim the superhero rights to Superman, but it was thrown out because the heir of Joe Shuster made a deal with DC back in 1992 to completely relinquish the estate's
daughter.
Right.
I think it was a daughter.
I think it was his sister, actually.
Oh, sister? Oh yes, that's right, sister.
And she relinquished all rights to it if the family got a bigger cut of any profit. And so they said, okay! And that's what they did. And that's been held up by a court that is a legal agreement, even though the current Shuster family wants to throw that out.
But hey, if she made the deal, she made the deal.
She did.
What else are you going to do?
She made the deal, so that's
you just
that's
wasted your money on legal fees.
Uh-huh. So technically, DC only owns half of it, because the Siegel family does still own the other half of the Superman license. But I wouldn't be surprised if Warner Brothers tries to squeeze it out of them.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
But anyway, we'll see what happens. At any rate, there won't be any problems with Man of Steel. Now they know that they can announce Justice League because they've got at least a 50% stake in the character, so they can do basically what they want with him. So, anyway. Yeah, if you didn't hear that earlier on, Justice League, the movie, has been announced for a tentative release date of July of 2015, which is a stupid time to release it.
And why is it stupid?
Because May 1st of 2015 is when Avengers 2 is going to come out and kick a Justice League's butt to breakfast.
Oh, totally. It's not even going to compare.
Because I don't know who you're going to get to do Justice League, but it ain't going to be Joss Whedon.
Well,
so I hesitate to believe it will even be as good.
It's so rushed. That's the thing. They're just pulling people. They don't have a director yet. They're just pulling people left and right. They have nothing going on. No casting. It's just, it's going to flop. And it's going to further digress the DC property in movies, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a colossal
mess. Because
outside
of Batman, what do you have recently?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Green Lantern, but it tanked.
It tanked. Superman Returns
tanked.
Man of Steel could be good. I hope it is.
I'm really hopeful because I like
Snyder's
aesthetic. Even then,
you have Superman and that's it.
Yep.
It's not like Marvel where they have these now four or five properties going on, even more. Because Ant-Man's been
confirmed for November of 2015.
Yeah.
So those are the two Marvel movies we'll get in 2015 are Avengers 2 and Ant-Man. Maybe another one as well, but those are for sure the two that we'll get in 2015.
Yeah, so once again, DC, or not DC, Warner Brothers, you have no idea what you're doing. You're going to screw this up.
That, I think, is the running theme of this episode of the podcast. Warner Brothers, you're screwing up.
Yeah, I just...
Anyway.
Another bad news. I'm just... Really? You should have waited a year.
Yeah. I mean, it's already going to be compared probably unfavorably to the Avengers. You're just going to invite those comparisons all the more putting it out 2 months later. If it is not a picture-perfect movie, it will get destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'll still make money. Don't get me wrong. It'll make money. But
I don't think it will make as much as Batman did.
It won't make as much, and it won't make as much as the Avengers.
Oh, not even close.
So
I think if it makes less than 500 million worldwide, it's a failure. I really do.
I think it could make it though. If it's a mildly okay movie, I think it'll make 500 million.
Yeah.
Even if it's mediocre, just because they are classic characters, and schlubs like me will line up to go see it at midnight. Even
if
it blows.
Yeah, I'll see
you and me. You and me will be going
to
a midnight showing, even if it blows.
Oh, so true. So true.
I mean, because we're suckers. Anyway.
And curiosity. You got to see it.
Anyway, so this is the Sucker Podcast, in case you... No, just kidding. We're Between the Bubbles. This is our news episode. If there's anything that you'd like to hear in these news episodes, or what do you think about this news? What's your opinions on Agent Coulson's return? What... Do you have any theories? Any conspiracy theories on the Cartoon Network thing? What do you think about the cancellations? Let us know what you think. You can email us, talk@betweenthebubbles.com. You can talk to us on our Facebook page. You can look us up on Twitter at BTWNBBLS. Darren takes care of our Twitter feed, and he's very active. So if you want to have a good conversation about comics, talk to us at Twitter, because we will chat with you. I just wanted to throw a shout out to our friend Zach, our listener Zach, who wanted us specifically to talk about the Cartoon Network and S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. Also, he has a podcast of his own called My Geek Confessions at mygeekconfessions.com. Go give it a listen. He talks all about movies. It's a really fun podcast, and, you know, it'll be a lot of fun if you go check him out. Anyway, so we're Between the Bubbles. This has been our news episode. And as always, happy reading.